Welcome back to Word on the Hills with me, Felicity Sidmill-Reed, my co-host Gwyn Sheltimer, and our guest this week, photographer and writer Pat Calder. So Pat, you're organising the Spirit of the Hills Festival of the Arts photography contest this year. Why did you get involved in this particular aspect of the festival?
I think photography is a fantastic way to involve young people. These days, everyone seems to have a phone and be snapping pictures all the time. Even our prime minister has been snapping selfies all over the country. So a photography contest is an excellent way to draw attention to the arts festival in October.
So nobody twisted your arm, I mean.
Oh, yes, people did. Yes, definitely.
Tell us about the contest then. Who can enter? How do they do it? And what kinds of photos can be submitted and so on?
Anyone can enter. Youths under 19 are free. Adults pay $10. Each person can submit 3 photos online at spiritofthehills.org. The topics are very broad. At the farm, at the market, at the fair, or land, sea, or sky. So you see, you could take a picture of almost anything or anybody. We're not encouraging selfies, though, even though I mentioned it before.
What are the goals of the contest? Why is it an important part of the festival?
Well, photography is a visual art. The winners will have their photos framed for free. Publishing your art is a very important part of the process for an artist. So publishing the photos, having them framed for free is an important reward. Mm-hmm. They'll be displayed at the festival, and some of them will be displayed on our Facebook feed.
What about young people? Will they have a separate competition? How will that work?
Yes, the young people will be judged separately from the adults.
Okay.
So there'll be a winner in each category for $100, and a second prize of $50 in each mm-hmm. category. And the pictures will be framed and put on display at the Arts Festival in October.
Okay, so that's both the youth and the grown-ups.
Yes. Yes. Oh, that's... And the winners can come to the festival to pick up their picture. And we hope that they will invite their family and friends to come to the festival and see their work. And the contest is a way to reach new people who might not know about Spirit of the Hills.
Right. So what's the deadline for this contest?
August the 12th.
Okay. So people have time to think about and take some beautiful
yes.
photographs and decide on which is the absolute best.
And I've actually been to a few schools that are already involved in the contest. One teacher has given a photography assignment to a grade 7 class.
Oh, lovely.
Another school in Brighton has emailed to ask questions about what are they allowed to do, are they allowed to enhance their photo or whatever, and the answer is yes.
Oh, good.
All photos digitally are enhanced these days.
Yeah. Well, it's nice to know that there's some interest out there in asking
oh, yes.
these questions.
Yes.
How about giving our listeners some tips then on how to take winning photographs?
Two of the judging criteria are originality and creativity. So I would suggest that people take an unusual perspective on a subject. My grandson once won a contest by taking a picture of a dandelion from the bottom up.
Mm-hmm.
That sort of thing. Snap a photo of something unusual happening. One of the winners from last year's contest was of firefighters, all covered in dirt and grime, wearing their gear, hoses all over the place, smoke in behind, and these yellow raincoats that they wear, just standing out of the fog,
uh-huh.
or the smoke, rather. The other one that I remember was a little girl in a pink skirt playing one of our outdoor pianos at the entrance to Victoria Park. So when you see something like that, that just catches your eye and makes you turn and look.
Okay.
The third criteria is technical excellence. what we mean by that is sharp focus, pleasing composition, and just try to hold the camera very still with your elbows tucked in to your ribs.
Now that's a good tip.
Or you can lean against a fence post or a telephone pole or something. If you have a camera that you can look through the viewfinder, balance it against your forehead and your nose and hold it in there tight and snug and stand very still with your feet well anchored on the earth.
Okay. Yeah, that's all good advice there. Yes. Okay. So, Pat, before we let you go, tell us some more stories about your latest trip and how you got your best photos and so on.
One of my favorite pictures is of a little black bear that kept coming back again and again to this huge log. You know, the trees in the rainforest are centuries old. And so when the log falls in the rainforest, it's huge. So some of us were sitting on this log, and I finally had my turn to sit on the log. And the point was that this little black bear kept coming back and fishing underneath the log. There was a pool of water there where the salmon were in the shade. And so I was sitting on this log, and the black bear caught his salmon, and then he came out of the underneath the log, and he looked at me as if to say, "You're sitting on my log. I wanted to go up there into the woods." So, you know, you can read the expressions on their faces. You can tell what they're thinking, and it's so much fun.
Yes, of course, you can do that with your dogs and cats as well.
Yes.
They're quite communicative.
Exactly. Yes. I'll tell you an embarrassing story. At the beginning, on the very first day, we were in the boat. We had just landed on a rocky shore. There was no dock. And we were unloading from the boat onto the shore, and I fell off the boat into the Pacific Ocean. And it was over my head, and I'm a very buoyant swimmer. I thought that I would rise to the surface, as I always do when I'm in the pool. However, I was wearing a heavy backpack. My boots were filling up with water, and I was actually sinking. And when I looked out and saw the bubbles coming out of my mouth, and way up there was the surface, I thought, good grief, I have to swim. So I started kicking, and of course I got out of the water, no problem. But I was soaking wet, and I had to sit down and gather my wits and take most of my clothes off and let them dry in the sun. And then put them on again, and off I went for a day in the rainforest.
I see. Okay, and which was your most exciting day at the on this trip, was it?
Well, on the way home one day, we had not seen any bears. We had gone to a different location to look for wolves, these river wolves that feed on salmon, and we had not seen any wolves. It had poured rain all day, and we were on our way back to the cabin, and lo and behold, the humpback whales started breaching all around us. Six breaches in a matter of minutes. And so we were all grabbing our cameras and going from side to side on the boat. They thought we were going to tip the boat. We were all so excited. But we got some excellent pictures of whales breaching. It was very exciting. We saw sea lions. That was fun. They were clustered all over this beautiful rock, just piles and piles of them crawling all over each other and honking and very, very smelly.
At this point, I have to stop you telling us any more of your adventures.
Okay.
And thank you very, very much for coming in. Tell me, where can people buy your latest photographic books? And come to that, where can they find a copy of your novel?
Okay, both can be accessed through my page, my website,
okay.
www.trishacalder.ca.
Okay.
And there's a contact link there, and if you contact, I'll either mail it to you or we'll meet somewhere.
Okay. Please remind our listeners how they can enter the Spirit of the Hills Festival of the Arts photo contest this year, and tell us again why they should do so.
Well, you should do so because it's a lot of fun, and there are great prizes, $100 and $50, and you get your picture framed, and you just simply go on spiritofthehills.org, and there's a link right on that very page.
Okay. And then you fill out a form.
You fill out a form, enter your three pictures, and await the judge's call.
And if you're under 19,
it's free.
It's free. And if you're over 19, you pay through
$10. PayPal. Yes.
Yes. Well, thank you. And thanks for tuning in. To connect with us, please send comments, queries, or suggestions for who we might interview in future programs to our website, www.wordonthehills.com, where all our broadcasts are archived. We love to hear from you and welcome your comments on our programs. We hope you'll join us for another program next week.